So, of course, I would like to welcome you here today. I will speak about some figures and then also give you an outlook into our future. You will be able to listen to these presentations afterwards online on our website. There is an online link on the page that you're seeing at the moment. On the left-hand side, there's a box where you can type in your questions, so please feel free to ask any questions. Should you be listening to us over the phone, there might be some delay between sound and slides. Should you listen to us via the phone and have a question afterwards, please do follow the instructions of the operator. And now I would like to ask soon.
I'm sorry, there has been a delay with the sound. So now we can start our translation. My name is Peter Moon. I would like to welcome you here today, and I thank you for joining us this way. We had prepared something else, but of course the coronavirus has been a problem for us. We do feel the impact of the coronavirus in our business and operations, but of course it also affects us on a personal and private level. I do have children of school age of my own, and therefore I know what is going on in many families at the moment. This is why I would like to thank all of our employees for their calmness and their commitment in these times. It is especially now, it is really important that many of us are working from home. It is a time when shifts at this plant are being reduced, when workstations are being moved further apart, and when common areas aren't being used anymore. I have been with KUKA for 8 years, and it's exactly this team spirit and cohesion that represents the KUKA spirit. People here stand and stick together in difficult times. We have proven this many times here at KUKA, and we are doing so these days. I'm really proud of that. Before I speak in first detail about the coronavirus pandemic, please let me say something up front. KUKA completely backs all the decisions made by our politicians in order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus or slow it down. KUKA has more than 40 branches around the world, and everywhere we have a great network with authorities and medical institutions. Please let me express the highest level of respect that I have for our doctors, nurses, and people working in any other profession in the healthcare system. We cannot speak about our figures and our state of business without speaking about the impact of Corona. We can feel the impact like many other companies do as well. Large customers have closed down their plants. Appointments for sales orders, project meetings are being canceled or postponed. The situation in China is normalizing again gradually. And they have reacted with great measures such as quarantine and extending closing times, and this way successfully fought the spread of the infection. At the moment, we are feeling the impact in Europe and the United States massively. Production and construction sites of our customers are being closed down. And just like everybody else, we have massively reduced our activity in the affected regions. Production in Augsburg is ongoing, but wherever possible, our colleagues are working from home. The cafeteria is closed. And even if the measures will hopefully take effect soon and the crisis will abate, we will certainly feel heavy losses. Given the current dynamic developments, however, it is difficult to make an assessment at the moment. It is important that our employees and their families ride this out well, because health is our absolute priority. I'm really proud of the way that people at KUKA stand together during these exceptional times. We're all working together on overcoming this time of crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, the persisting pandemic is not something that we can carelessly ignore. We take the situation really seriously. As one of the global leaders in automation and employer of more than 14,000 people, we do everything in our power to tackle this challenge and to prepare ourselves for the time after Corona. Let me now say something about the state of our business in 2019. It was actually a challenging year for KUKA. But let me say something beforehand. This was the first time that we had planned to sit here together with our new CTO, the third member of the executive board. But as you know, we ended our cooperation in February by mutual agreement. I do not wish to say much more about this. I just want to say that for me, it was important to have a swift and clear decision. Innovations and technologies are a key element for KUKA. And for this, we need people and tasks that match. Sometimes in life, however, they don't match. In those cases, it is important to recognize and correct this early on. And this is what we did together with our supervisory board. Let's now have a look back on our intensive and exciting year, also personally for me, because it was my first year as the CEO of KUKA. This picture that you can see here was chosen because the customer event was a real highlight for me, and I like to reminisce about it. Maybe some of you don't know the people I'm talking to in this picture. On the right-hand side, you can see presenter Ursula Heller, and in the center, you can see table tennis pro Timo Boll. 2019 was not an easy year for KUKA, but thanks to strict measures, we came out of it in a stable way. Andreas Kraft will also speak about this in further detail in a moment in the financial figures. Afterwards, I will show you our vision, our technological and strategic direction for the upcoming years. And I will also tell you how we aim to tackle the challenges like technological change, sustainability, and the future market of China. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking back on a very special year. 2019 was a year of change. This change has reached society and industry. Sustainability has become one of the most important global topics. And companies are increasingly expected to take on responsibility. Car manufacturers are facing an abrupt technological change towards alternative engines. This change entails an extraordinary need for adaption. At the same time, there's a storm brewing due to global trade conflicts, a slump of the global economy, and the Brexit impasse. The German economy grew just as slowly as it hadn't been for years and just narrowly escaped recession. And these turbulent and tumultuous conflicts also affected KUKA. However, we took countermeasures early on and were able to stabilize. So you can see that we are well-positioned and offer the right products and solutions in these times of digital and social change, data-driven and software-based solutions, and the robot as the most flexible element of each production line. But before we go into further detail, I would like to give the floor to Andreas Kraft, who will give you a more detailed insight in our 2019 finances.
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome also from my side. The difficult market environment led to challenges for KUKA in the business year 2019. There were disputes about import duties and free trade, and all this depressed the global economy in our key markets, and it has also an impact on the investment decisions of our customers. This impacted mainly our focus markets, automotive and electronics in the regions Europe and China. Our customers were slow to place orders, and we feel that when it comes to orders received, the number declined significantly in our business segment. Our saving measures and our early action, though, paid off. So despite the difficult conditions, we could make sure that the last year's level could be reached and even improved, especially EBIT. We made sure to remain our search revenues at the same level. We could also significantly improve our free cash flow by 200 million euros. It's the first time since 2015 that we've reached a positive number here. Now let's take a closer look at the numbers. In the last couple of years, the KUKA Group has grown significantly. Between 2013 and 2017, our orders received have increased rapidly. Ever since 2018, though, we are feeling the economic slowdown. Our customers are hesitant to place orders. In the reporting year, the KUKA Group has registered a decline in the orders received by 3.5% from 3,305.3 million to 3,190.7 million. And one driving force here was our business segment Swiss Watch. We could benefit from the areas of e-commerce and retail. Our sales revenue slightly decreased by 1.5% to 3,192.6 million euros. Our EBIT, on the other hand, was increased compared to last year, and we reached 47.8 million euros. KUKA took action in time to change the conditions and increase efficiency. By doing so, we were able to improve our cost structure, so our EBIT was increased by 39.4% compared to last year. In our business year 2019, our free cash flow was also significantly increased to 20.7 million euros. And we therefore were able, for the first time in 3 years, to register a positive free cash flow. Our free cash flow, which is our operating cash flow minus investments, shows us whether our investments can be met with our cash flow or which other funds we have and how high they are. With internal measures, we were able to also improve our trade working capital. But KUKA still kept on investing actively because it is the basis of our innovative power. And also our measures in the operative area were effective. Now let's look at the key figures of the KUKA business segment. Systems has generated a orders received of 858 million euros compared with 959.8 million euros in the year before. So we have registered a decrease of 10.6%. Here you can see that the customers were hesitant with orders. The sales revenues, on the other hand, remained consistent at 925.4 million euros. The sales revenues in this case were compensated by the start of production at CTPO. And by this, we mean the start of the production of the Jeep Gladiator in the U.S. American city of Toledo. Our EBIT decreased to 26.9 million euros with an EBIT margin of 2.9% compared with 2018, where we registered 29.5 million euros and a margin of 3.2%. This result was caused by the difficult order situation and also the decline of projects in Europe. Also, the complexity of our project caused delays and increased cost, therefore. Robotics. When it comes to robotics, our orders received decreased significantly by 13.3%, reaching 1,037.1 million compared with 1,196.5 million the year before. Here we can see the impact of the difficult economic environment. Our sales revenues reached 1,159.2 million euros, which is 7.1% below the year before. Our EBIT has also decreased significantly, and we registered 37.7 million. That's a decline of 53.4% compared with 80.9% of the year before. The EBIT margin recorded was 3.3% compared with 6.5% of 2018. And one of the reasons was the restructuring of one of our sections. And the year before, we had a low double-digit million amount of sales that registered, of company shares that registered positively for the EBIT, so you see that we have two opposite effects. that's also the reason for the big difference in EBIT margin. The low sales volume, but also the very tense economic development in one of our sections of robotics had a negative impact on our results overall. This section provides automated production solutions like cells or special machinery. In this case, Tesla in 2019 had already started restructuring and announced restructuring and put it in place. And this had a negative impact on the EBIT in business year 2019. Swissbox. The logistics section of Swissbox has recorded orders received amounting to 750.2 million euros. If you compare that to the year before, we're talking about 601.1 million euros, we can register an increase of 24.8%. Swissbox benefits from the high demand from our customers when it comes to e-commerce and retail, as well as consumer goods, which is their focus market. So they generated sales revenues amounting to 600 million euros. That's just slightly below the year before by 1.2%. EBIT increased significantly, 10.5 million euros, compared with minus 0.2 million. So we've managed to really achieve a successful turnaround here. Swissbox Healthcare. Swissbox Healthcare has generated orders received amounting to 251.3 million euros. That's significantly higher by 7.2% than the year before, where we registered 234.5 million. This could be generated through pharmacy automation and transport automation. Sales revenues amounted to 272.3 million euros, which is 4.4% above the result of 2018. Our EBIT amounted to minus 10 million after minus 4.7 million in the year before, which is an EBIT margin of minus 4.5 compared with minus 2.2 in 2018. This reduction can be traced back to one-time effects as well as declines due to ongoing customer projects and higher expenses when it comes to research and development. Swissbox Healthcare is still investing in software development and is still expanding its product portfolio to strengthen our customer base. China. In our business segment China, in 2019, we registered orders received amounting to 466.4 million euros. That's a decline of 14.8% compared with 2018, where we recorded 535.9 million euros. In China, we also see the customers restrained due to the trade development and the global uncertainty, especially in the sections that are important to us, like automotive and electronics. Our revenue declined by 13.2% from 527.9 million euros to 458.4 million euros. Our EBIT recorded was 3.6 million euros compared with minus 5.4 million euros. So our EBIT margin recorded was 0.8% after the minus 1% in 2018. So despite the difficult conditions, our margin was improved and we ended up with a positive margin at the end of the year. So these were our segments. We are a technology company, and that's what is most important to us. That's why we consistently make targeted investments. However, if you look at the previous year, our investments decreased to 151.1 million euros. The construction of the plant in Toledo in the U.S., where Puka is producing a successful model of the Jeep Wrangler within the operator model, and the construction plant in Augsburg and Engine, China, were concluded. We also specially invested in the previous year in a training center in Augsburg and in its production building. The number of employees decreased from 14,235 in 2018 to 14,014 by the end of 2019. Our efficiency programs that we put in place in the previous year, we also included socially acceptable cuts of 350 jobs in Augsburg we concluded this process at the end of 2019. The operating cash flow had a significant increase from minus 48.2 million euros to plus 114.5 million euros in 2019. This very high increase can be traced back, so it's an increase of 262.7 million euros, can be traced back especially to the positive improvements regarding our current assets and our debt. Minus the cash flow of investment actions, we end up with a free cash flow of 20.7 million euros, which is significantly higher than the minus 213.7 million euros of the year before that. Now let's have a look at the outlook for a company. The effects of the Corona crisis on our forecast results cannot be predicted at this point. So we cannot make a reliable revenue and results forecast. HUKA is doing everything to make sure that we are prepared for the time after the Corona pandemic. And we will especially benefit from the focus on logistics, automation, and healthcare. So these were our results for 2019. Now I want to give the floor back to you.
Thank you. At KUKA, we have set clear goals for ourselves and enshrined them in a vision and mission. Our vision is our goal, while the mission describes what we can do to achieve this goal, this vision. We are the first choice when it comes to intelligent automation, made by people for people, reliable, easy to use, and smart. For more than 100 years, it has been our mission to make everybody's lives and jobs easier. Shaping automation is our passion. Our pioneering spirit is what drives us. We take the lead together globally. This is our operational framework for the entire group for the years ahead. So how do we want to achieve this? In order to achieve this, we have set three specific goals for this year. In order to make our visions come true, we need to focus, especially in economically difficult times. And therefore, we focus particularly on three areas. Firstly, promoting innovations and technological leadership. We will work more intensively on successfully introducing new products and solutions. For us, innovation is a mindset. It does not only comprise products, but also working models, tools for cooperation, IT tools, or new formats of communication. We want to say this to all our employees. We prioritize and focus stronger on R&D projects. But this also means that, secondly, we will expand our business and develop new markets, so software and services. Diversification is especially important in times of a weak automotive industry. As Andreas Papst said before, we can see that, for example, e-commerce and retail are important growth areas. We actively tackle growth areas in each business segment and each division. We are also working on new business models such as a service. Thirdly, we want to live efficiency. The economic context is a difficult one, and in order to remain able to act, we will incorporate efficiency in our daily operations and also work on continuously improving ourselves. We can achieve positive effects and such as an improved cash flow by taking early efficient action. For this, it is important to work on our quality all the way from our products to processes. So we have mentioned many figures, but I want to mention another one that has not been mentioned so far and that I think is important. Last year, we spoke a lot about saving costs. I think that we are saving costs in the right places. Indirect areas and administration, areas in which we have built up excess capacities over the past couple of years. However, I want to say that we do not save costs at the expense of investments in innovation and R&D. We rather focus on our strengths and rely on our power of innovation. Therefore, in the upcoming 3 years, we will invest a historic amount of €500 million in R&D. The areas of logistics, robotics, and healthcare will play an especially important role in this. Such investments are the foundation of our innovations. Let me now give you a short overview of our innovations of last year. As a medical device, the Tuca LBR Med was used for the first ever robot-based laser bone cut in the world. It allows surgeons to cut bones with the highest level of precision and also patient-specific settings, which is not possible with conventional instruments. Swisslog and KUKA launched the item pick for automated robot-based item picking. We are also taking a closer look at the topics of e-commerce and robotics and logistics. So we want to combine logistics and robotics, and we'll also see new products this year. In April 2019, we launched a new generation of the Quantec series. We also developed an AI-based steer control system in the automotive field. Swisslog sold its warehouse management system, Sync, to IKEA Malaysia as a pure software package, so we can sell software without the hardware as well. This is a direction that we are trying to pursue. And I also would like to mention Swisslog Healthcare that installed a therapeutic medication system in a hospital in Le Mans in France, and it was a success. So what can we expect this year? This year we will launch the Yontech, which is a new series of products, of robot products for medium payloads between 30 and 70 kilograms. Additionally, our customers will see new versions of the new Quantec series, and the Foundry version will be launched next week. New robots will be complemented with tailor-made and smart software, as well as new intelligent robot control systems. In times of economic uncertainty, it is especially important being a partner for customers with regard to existing solutions and products, especially when they are hesitant regarding investments. Our developers are keeping our products running for the customer, and our solutions as well, with software and digital services. In 2020, our R&D expenditure will focus on software solutions as well as on the optimization of existing products with regard to performance, cost, and customer value.
Unfortunately, there were issues with the
interface line, but I think, yeah. Go ahead.
As we've mentioned, we have our production line in Sweden, where we have a contract for this Christmas radiator. We're also active in Asia. China is an important future market. Although our path to success is difficult, the market for industrial robots, for the first time in many years, has declined. But we managed to keep our market share stable. However, our sales revenue has decreased by 13%. This decline can be traced back to the restraint from such customers by investments in the automotive and so as you can see, China at the moment is difficult and challenging market. However, China still is the biggest market for industrial robots worldwide. And we will see the potential that we see there. KUKA is planning on boosting its sales of robots in China and also extend its market share there. So we are expecting a boost of growth in China as well as the conditions
stabilize and our investment, the investment environment in general changes. Our partnership with Midea really helps us because we have a Chinese player at our side, a very big player. This supports us in the long term and also makes it possible for us to plan in the long term. If you look at Midea, it is 10 times as big as Hooka when it comes to revenue and employees. We are building a second location next to our main, or besides our main plant in Shanghai, not far from the Midea headquarters in Chunde, China. Although you might not see parallels between household appliances and our market, we still benefit from the synergies in fields like logistics and marketing. Since 2019 in Chunde, we've been producing the first robots for the Chinese market. Swisslog is also active there. In China, we have been producing for the first time a high bay warehouse, our high bay warehouse in Victoria, but exclusively for the Chinese market that's called Unistore. With the support of the R&D team from Sweden and local partners and customers, we've created a solution that meets the requirements, very specific requirements of the local customers in China. We've also been focusing on developing Sara. Starting from 2020, we will focus on launching Sara at the Asian market. Hooka is planning on also extending the production plans in the next couple of years. We will also construct new robot types. Sara, also an articulated robot for the Asian market, and for Delta. All of these products that are specially made for the Asian market, we have an R&D team in China, and 10% of our overall expenses for research and development Hooka worldwide goes to China. Despite all the difficulties, we should not forget to talk about our success in the last year, though. In 2019, we've broken the barrier of 300,000 robots as installed bases, and that's only the industrial robots. Besides that, we also have solution, business, plans, system sales, digital services, and logistics solutions. We're reaching customers globally, and we are very widely spread with our know-how and our experience, and we know our technology like no other. This helps us and our customers in the times of technological change. New drives require new approaches, for example, with a higher software share and consumer electronic approaches. We know these markets like electronics. We know them very well. Therefore, we can support our customers no matter what technology and what drives are required. For example, Hooka is planning and integrating a fully automated factory backline for an automobile manufacturer. That's a large order that will generate a revenue in the double-digit millions. Hooka can here work with its extensive technology know-how and also put its industrial robots into practice. Another important topic for us is sustainability. Just to give you a small example, starting from April in our production hall in Augsburg, we will use paper cups or our own reusable cups for the coffee dispensers, and we will save over 160,000 plastic cups per year. That's just a small example, but we also see the big picture. We've developed new control technology to reduce energy consumption in our robot system. We also are provided with green energy by a district heating pipeline in Augsburg. Also, our improvement in our portfolio reduces costs and also saves resources and reduces our energy consumption. Our new product generation offers particular energy and efficiency. The downtime of our robot is very limited thanks to the reliability of our product. We also plan entire systems and plans for our customers with special regard to low energy consumption. By virtual operations, for example, with visual components know-how. We are not a throwaway producer. Our customers appreciate our reliability and the longevity of our product. And I just want to give you this heads up. We will publish our sustainability report at the end of April. If you're interested, we'll be happy to send you a copy. As you can see, we're well on our way, although the circumstances are difficult due to the corona pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, these were very difficult and serious topics. That's why I want to point out that we are a great company with fascinating technology that are, and these technologies are applied in unusual ways all over the world. You see robot bartenders, robot bands, fast food automations, or robot painters in England, for example. Our Cooper Spirit is unique, and it is a pleasure for me and a motivation to see how all of our employees work together. That's why we at KUKA will overcome all challenges caused by Corona. We have this common goal of preparing KUKA to be ready for the time after Corona, and our topics like logistics, automation, and healthcare will be more demanded than ever. Thank you very much. And now I want to pass you on to Wolfgang Meissen, and I'm looking forward to answering your questions. Thank you very much, Peter Mullen and Andreas Kraft. Ladies and gentlemen, before we now answer your questions, I want to give you a quick heads up on our press events. But all of these dates are expected dates. Of course, due to Corona, they can change at any moment now. First of all, the leading exhibition Automatica in June, then, of course, a general meeting of our KUKA AG, the trade fair Medica with our KUKA Innovation Awards, and our European Robotics Week that is supported by us. That will take place in autumn, and you will also see the award ceremony for the national math competition there.